liken it to one of those old 1930s or 40s action adventure movies that Indiana Jones is a redo of, where the archaeologist explorer stuck in the pyramid and the sand's coming in, or the water's coming in and it's going up, and it was at our feet, and I'm like, we better get out of here. Now it's at our chest and at our necks. Now we're up in a little corner trying to get air. I'm like, folks, I'll assure you, this is historically not a very good thing. Max, is that a good analogy for the tyranny level we're going into?
Right, it's the boiling frog syndrome. You know, the boiling frog is sitting in the pot with the water, and the heat goes up, and he thinks about jumping out, and the heat gets a little hotter, and he thinks about jumping out, and before he knows it, he's cooked. He never jumped.
Yeah, but listen, I've been around the world. You've been around the world more than I have, I would imagine. I mean, it's bad all over, and this is a global system. This is global banks, as you've said, setting this up. They're going to do it everywhere. There's nowhere to run.
No. Without all of the major, the G20 nations, the major cities, major nations, this is a global problem. But it's a big, bad, big, big world out there, Alex. And there are areas of the world that are one can go to ride out this storm. And, you know, everyone should do their research on this. But I think you need to have that exit plan in your back pocket in case you need to do it. In case you need to move, you can move quickly. And you should definitely get a passport, and you should try to get a second passport just to have that safety measure. Otherwise, you might find yourself unable to escape in an economy that's collapsing beyond anyone's current projection, and the authorities being run by these clockwork orange-like thugs who just roam the countryside with sticks and guns and rape and beat people, and you want to get out of there. You got to leave that option open.
Oh, it's so sad. Let's talk to Daniel in New York, listening on 1310 AM and up in the Rochester, Buffalo area. Daniel, thanks for holding on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I just want to say I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And Max, I just want to say thanks for all the information that you're putting out as well. Is it all right if I give out my website?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's anti-newworldorderparty.com. We're trying to build a global network to help support patriots that want to run for constitutional law and also want to restore America. And I would just encourage your listeners to come out and support us at anti-newworldorderparty.com. And I just thank you, Alex, for all you've done in 1310 AM as well in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, they're great people. Been on there like over, I don't know, 12, 13 years. Great people. Old Dr. Wolf was a great guy. I guess his son still runs it. Wonderful people. Thank you. I tell you, it makes me want to throw up where this country's gone. We are in so much trouble. I have to look at my children every day. But for the betterment of society, I stay here. I mean, I could run to Argentina, Costa Rica, but it's a limited deal. I'm going to stay here where I've got my maximum amount of awake people, and whatever they do, I'm ready. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to take it. The setup, the torture, the killing, whatever, I'm going head up against them. Somebody's got to go head up against them, and I'm like, I don't want to liken myself to Colonel Travis, but I'm going down with the Alamo here. Max Kaiser, closing comments.
Well, yeah, this has come down to the big choice one has to make. I think, you know, you're making your choice. I think other people will make a different choice, but it's unfortunate that the situation has gotten so bad that for the vast number of people in the U.S., the best choice that they can make is to leave the country as a way to save themselves and their families. It's unfortunate it's come to that, but you know, there's no pride in being marched into the incinerator and being burned to death.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be marched anywhere. We're trying to fix things peaceful, Max. We're here alerting the people to get ready to defend themselves. We're here.
You're always saying, look at history, look at history. That's what I'm saying, that the same people that happened to 50, 80, 70 years ago, they've held the same thing as what you're saying. It can't happen. But it did, and the same people are in charge, so why would it be any different?
Incredible interview, Max Kaiser. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
There he goes. Hardy other callers. Great job of the crew. 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Spread the word. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Retransmission starts now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is the 8th day of November on this Tuesday global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I have been attempting in vain for quite a long time to actually take a large amount of phone calls, but I'm going to cover some of the news headlines and then give the number out, and I will go to your calls throughout this hour. At the bottom of the hour, our frequent financial news contributor to track what's happening geopolitically and especially in Europe, Max Kaiser, will be popping in. We're working on another financial guest as well in the third hour today. Jesse Ventura could be on today or tomorrow. I called him this morning. Now, obviously, you heard him on air Friday, say call him again over the weekend that he'd come on this week and give us his full breakdown on the TSA situation that's coming to a head. But I did call him this morning so I could get a call anytime. So it would be today, tomorrow, you name it. So he could be popping in as well. But I do want to take your phone calls because obviously a lot is happening in the world. And I'm also settling in to not sleeping. I actually feel good. I guess it's my second wind. I didn't really sleep much for whatever reason Wednesday night. Then in the 27-hour broadcast, I slept about 3 hours on a couch. And then I went to East Texas with family, and one of my children was throwing up for whatever reason. Didn't have a fever, though, and was up much of the night. I didn't get much sleep then. Then the next night, my daughter, who has teeth coming in, had a toothache and was up crying all night, something she's never done before. While you're camping, remember that, I'm not complaining. That's just funny. And then I got back and finally got sleep Sunday night. And then last night was on Coast to Coast AM and was so sleepy before I went on the show. I drank a bunch of coffee. Then I couldn't go to bed. Went to bed at 5 a.m. Couldn't sleep. Children woke up at 6:30, had an hour and a half of sleep. And I feel great, actually. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, if I didn't have raccoon-looking eyes before, like Rahm Emanuel or something, big black Joker circles around my eyes, I'm certainly going to have them if this continues. I mean, this is that is an ugly-looking creature right there on your TV screen. Okay, that said, Max Keiser is coming up and joining us. Let's go ahead now and go over some of the news I have here in my stacks. ABC News is running the headline, Foreign Policy Experts Agree with Ron Paul's Foreign Policy and Say that the military expenditures are bankrupting us and paying for military occupation and forces in all these different wealthy nations is basically bankrupting our society. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, we are going to talk a little bit more. I keep saying I'll talk about it. I covered it some last night, but I do have some comments I want to make about the Herman Cain situation and this first public accuser who reportedly now a month ago was seen whispering in his ear and hugging on him, according to the Sun-Times. And so we'll be looking at that and breaking that down. But quite frankly, the reason I'm going to talk about Cain is that whether it's true or not, Herman Cain should be politically unviable because of his support for the private Federal Reserve, his support for a new taxing system on top of what we've got, the 9999. There's another nine they're not talking about. The payroll tax that all employees, business owners, you name it, pay. And, of course, Herman Cain has been caught lying and saying that Ron Paul, that's why this stuff may be true, because he with a straight face, looked at Ron Paul in the debate a few debates ago and said, how dare you say that I call Ron Paul supporters stupid and people that want to audit the Fed stupid? You're listening to that Internet. You shouldn't believe everything you read on the Internet. And there was canned applause, basically. Ha, ha, he got you, that Internet. And Ron Paul looked at him, looked down at his notes, and looked back up with that owly look and said, we'll look into that. And obviously, it's in Cain's book, and there's all these audio clips of him saying it when he's hosting the Neil Bortz program and all the rest of it. So that's what's happening there. That's what's happening on that front. But I will later get into that a bit. Now, the larger issue is that is distracting right now from a war with Iran that will put the economy into an even deeper depression, but be a political distraction and political cover for those globalist puppets that are instituting this right as Europe implodes by design into the New World Order. We also have all over the country in the last 2 weeks, police announcing they're going to get tough with protesters. They're going to shoot you with rubber bullets in the face as there's now videos coming out. They're going to tear gas you for no reason. They're going to billy club you if you have a camera, including mainstream media. They've gone from the darlings that government said, oh, here's the park for you. Let the unions bring you some pizzas. Here's some porta potties to go away. And that's because they thought this would be part of the Democratic Party reelection campaign 2012 as a way to rebrand the Democrats as anti-establishment. That didn't work. And so Occupy Wall Street is going to be getting a rubber bullet upside the head. Their First Amendment. People are like, they're honoring the First Amendment. What's happening? Oh, Acorn is helping. George Soros is helping. Michael Moore is helping. Nancy Pelosi says they're great. Ben Bernanke says they're wonderful. Obama loves them. Goldman Sachs is loving them. Oh, they're calling for redistribution of wealth and communism to take the middle class money and give it to the bankers. They tried to get Occupy Wall Street to go along with that. First, the Democratic Party Foundation operatives. No revolution is coming. It's important to define this. They put out the call months before it starts on this date in early October. Come out. It's the corruption of Wall Street, the big banks. knowing a bunch of people across the political spectrum would show up. Then the operatives go in and don't let patriots organize anything, saying no politics allowed, only collectivism. And Acorn's here to help. So, and you know, run in the fetters out, run Ron Paul supporters out. Don't talk about crony capitalism, insider elites using big government to control people. That's not allowed. So they tried to control it on record. Now it's admitted that they tried to take control of it and did to a certain extent, but it just didn't work. So now it's time for clobbering. And again, I'm against the attack on the First Amendment, and these police really are shameful across the country. People are like, wow, they're telling people, come on out, and the police are saying they're going to be there to provide you with security. It's a friendly. All over the country, the word went out from the feds to their federalized local police departments that are nothing more than little prostitutes of the federal globalist Gestapo. They were, you are honored. We appreciate you. So everybody who was scared to go out and protest in the last decade, watching families with babies being pepper sprayed, billy club for no reason, cops spraying pepper spray in Portland and other areas, point blank in babies' faces and laughing, and if mama don't like it, billy club in the teeth. Because the message was, you don't come out and demonstrate. You understand us? You shut up, you scum. You have no First Amendment. And they hired Delta Force. All the major papers were reported in Seattle in 99, was there running airplanes full of anarchist communists that they flew in. And they were, it's all in my film, The Takeover, police admitting it. They were ordered to let them loot, and then they were housed in a government building and protected by police. This is how they do it. But now it's like, you're our friends. Obama likes you. You want higher taxes to pay it in banker bailouts? Austerity? Come on. Come on, you the October Revolution. Come on, the mega banks that funded Marx and Engels and then Lenin and then Stalin. Love you. Here's your communist armband. Oh, you're not going to do what we say? Officers open fire. And the cops are like, you better believe we're ready. Because they've been taught, the cops have been taught they're a bunch of communists, because the globalists have basically spoken for them. So it's a left-right paradigm example where a lot of these cops, I've heard them on talk radio, running to them on the street, they're like, I can't wait to crack the heads of these dirty commies. Because they're listening to conservative talk radio that's telling them part of the truth, that, yeah, they're collectivists, they're anti-gun. A lot of cops are actually conservative, but in a twisted way. So they're like, I'm ready to rubber bullet these hippies. I'm sick and tired of these commies want my guns. I'll get them. They're not going to stop my deer hunting. See how that works? Meanwhile, it's a diverse group of people out there. Even if they were communists, they have their free speech, but most of them aren't. Again, it is a scientific psyop. It's like diamond cutters know how to just exactly slice off those pieces and can do it by hand better than a machine can. The globalists know just exactly how to divide and conquer, just exactly how to control. So while all this is going on, here's the Washington Times. Police will get tough on Occupy D.C. protesters. And it's over for them. I mean, normally little kids try to protest not being able to sell lemonade and they get arrested or beat up. I mean, the D.C. police are there to let you know you're trash. I mean, they're famous for it. Officer, can you give me directions, please? Get up against the wall. Remember that case? I'm taking you to jail. Why? You don't disrespect me. Do I look like a phone book? But we're here with our family. We were here to visit the Capitol. Shut up! Okay, I mean, I've been there just videotaping the Washington Monument from 300 yards back, and security guards walk over there and go, get out of here. You need a permit. And I go, no, I've actually checked. There is no permits in this city. I was with a TV crew once with... was it C-Think? We go, the cops are coming. The cops come over and they go, you need to leave right now. I don't care. There's no law. Wearing black gloves. You do understand things are about to get real rough. Just like the private Federal Reserve goons with Aaron and Jacobson up at Kansas City. It made the Kansas City newspaper. And they're like a half mile away videotaping the Federal Reserve at a park. And Federal Reserve people show up with guns and just say, leave. And they go, but it's our First Amendment. They go, really? They put their hand on their guns. Really? Are you ready? Are you ready? This country is ours. I mean, it's all on video. Listen here, scum. You're here to lick our boots up and down all day long. And you better just get ready for that. We're going to. I mean, that's the New World Order. They're here to. You heard that guest on yesterday about his business partner. He's even in the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's on a train and guys in blue uniforms tucked into their boots come on and go, you will sit forward, this is routine, you will show your identifications, and if you give us one problem, you're going to jail. Do you understand, American scum? We've been given...
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. At the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Late getting back on air there. I apologize for that because Governor Ventura called me right as I was going into the live segment. He is going to give us an exclusive breakdown on what's happened since the ruling on Friday. We need to move Max Kaiser if he can do it to 1. He's always on at 12:30. I really need Kaiser on. But I asked Ventura, I said, you want 30 minutes or an hour? And he said he'd do an hour. I'm going to call him back during the break because he was still talking when I hung up because the liner was over. And I do want to go to your phone calls. So look, I've mentioned some of the news, the Iran situation, all of it. We're going to be getting to it. I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let me ask you this question. Now everything we've talked about is unfolding. It's all happening. What do you think's coming next in this whole New World Order situation? I mean, if it's already gotten this crazy, what's coming next? Criminals took over the government. They robbed all of the investments. Mega banks are openly taking houses they don't even own that aren't even in debt. Totally paid for homes. That's all over the news. No one gets in trouble. They're stealing the veterans' pension funds. They're announcing they're getting ready to cut the veterans' pensions, what's left of them. It's just a totally criminal government. It's not our government. What do you think about all of this and where it's going? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Jesse Ventura coming up. You heard him right after he'd been at that press conference. And, of course, the media distorted what he was saying. He was saying, basically, what do I have to do? Either leave the country or I have to become president to stop this? And so he was, and so now they're trying to spin it. I was just talking to him that he's unpatriotic. What's the Teddy Roosevelt quote about love your country, fear and hate your government? What did Thomas Jefferson say? Hey, guys, pull me a bunch of quotes about loving your country but hating your government. There's the old Irish saying that patriotism is loving your country but trying to keep your government in line, basically. It's common sense. Our country's been hijacked by criminal elements, and they're also trying to spin this. Ventura was telling me, well, he's got a bunch of breaking news. In fact, Jaron, I sent you articles a few days ago. I don't know if you had them in the stacks, but if you type in Jesse Ventura, love it or leave it, into Google News and click news or start page, wherever you want to go to. It'll bring up a bunch of articles with headlines, love it or leave it. Like in America, love the streetlights listening to you. By the way, Homeland Security is on a deputy director saying, it's great. No one will know they're being listened to. And there's some of the articles. Yeah, print those for me. Thanks. I want to bring those up to him. They are putting out this idea that as a citizen, you just do whatever government and special interests say. And you don't have any right to any opinion or anything, and that is unpatriotic. And if you don't like the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, groping your wife, your children, putting you in a microwave oven, if you don't like them having the borders wide open and the government being caught dealing drugs and shipping guns out of the country, then leave it. That'd be kind of like if you were in Mexico and don't like the 60,000 dead. Keep saying 40. It's 60,000 in 3 years plus now. I guess it's like leave Mexico then. I guess that's what the illegals are doing. But, you know, the point here is that you can't just leave it. You got to fix it. In fact, most sociologists and political scientists have shown, and common sense proves it, if you just look at it, you got 30-plus million people from Mexico here, and there's 100 million there. And Mexico used the U.S. as a steam valve. Imagine if those 30 million people had been made to stay there and fight. They would have overthrown that corrupt oligarchy they got down there. And, you know, it's the same thing here. I don't want Jesse Ventura to leave the United States. I don't want anybody to. I've talked a lot about this. I'm going down with the ship because there's nowhere else to run. What, run somewhere and 5 years later the New World Order gets there? I mean, I've been to other parts of the world. I've talked to people that have lived in other parts of the world. It's bad. You know, Mike Adams went down to South America and had to punch out. because people were threatening to extort him or kidnap or whatever. This is what's going on. And America is still a great country. We need to save it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now
Get up, go to your windows, open them and stick your head out and yell. I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Got breaking news coming up. He was booked on TV shows all over the U.S. basically, and they all suddenly canceled. When he goes on other radio shows, the host, syndicated and others, the hosts make fun of him and say, you're like Kim Kardashian. I guess that's that bombshell brunette. I know enough to know that. Like he's trying to get publicity. I have witnessed Ventura in a controlled rage over this. I have been in a controlled rage. I am sick of it. And when Miss USA cried about the Dallas airport literally going in her panties and touching her genitals, and she cried, they said, oh, she just wants attention. Oh, I guess when you run into highway checkpoints now, they want to search your car. You shouldn't get upset. You shouldn't get upset about federally funded blood draws all over the country. Or Homeland Security announcing they want to start setting up forced quarantines and roundups. You shouldn't get upset about taxes so high it's bankrupting many people. Or NAFTA and GATT deindustrializing the country. No, it's weird to be involved. It's weird to be upset. And they almost ended Ventura's show because of the budget issues of him saying he wouldn't fly. And they couldn't afford to have private jets, so he drives around in his own personal RV all over the country. And I mean, being behind the scenes and watching them, how they turn this around. And how they operate, and how these whore talk show hosts think it's cute to see total classical police state in our face and make excuses for it. I mean, I got an article up at Infowars.com, headline, DHS official, you never know when streetlights are listening to you. And they're making announcements. Yes, no one knows when we're surveilling them. I mean, directly out of 1984, federal streetlights listening to us without warrants? I mean, it's beyond 1984. And what's happened is a lot of these yuppies and sellouts and people who bought into the system, they will make whatever excuses they need. Once you buy into corruption, once you buy into Big Brother, you can't admit as it gets worse and worse that you were wrong. No, that's not what these cowards do. Instead, they just sit there and make excuses for no matter what happens. And that's the thing about tyranny. In every society, if you study the sociology, the psychology, the certain groups that go along with the system will then put up with anything. Whether it was crazy Roman emperors or the Aztecs, it doesn't matter. And there's always a ruling class that is about the exercise of power. People build up the Japanese, and certainly it was a genteel culture compared to many, admirable in many ways. I'm not putting down the culture, but it's on record. You can pull this up, that the Japanese samurai would routinely test a new blade on a villager. And these are groveling, stooping slaves who bowing, doing whatever they're told, working long hours, 12 hours or more, out in the rice paddies. And they would just, to maintain discipline and exercise power, they would go out and find somebody that looked at them wrong and chop them up with a new blade. You can look that up. Type in samurai had right to kill for no reason. It'll come up. And every culture did that. You there, knave in ancient France, going back 1,000 years ago. You there. You looked at me wrong. Tie him up. One of the favorite ways was just to tie him up against a tree and just slit the throat. It's about the exercise of power. Of all the cultures, it was the Anglo-Saxon culture that developed the Magna Carta, that took the common law to the next level, that chopped the heads off of kings and demanded basic liberties, that grew, wasn't perfect, the system always attacks it, but it grew like an acorn into what we have today. The first society where commoners could own private property. In no other culture could you, a non-royal, and all of their sublords and legates, You could not own private property. And the elites latched on over 100 years ago to eugenics because they already believed they were a different species than the general public. That's why they called the poor people in every culture the little people. Because under feudalism, practiced in every culture, the elites sit back in giant armored palaces with a royal guard, and the slaves are kept out there on purpose, and their food is confiscated to a point of where they're almost starving to death. You know, I've had Marines and others describe fighting Iraqis, and after 15 years of sanctions, no medicine, no nothing, they said that they had no energy. Most of the country isn't even getting enough food. And so the multiple Marines have described how you're fighting an American, black, white, whatever, they've got muscles on them. They're well fed. These are people malnourished, millions of which starved to death over that 15 years. They estimate they went from 25 million to about 21 million total, war, famine, you name it. And you can just shove the Iraqis aside because they've been starved to death. One good line they have in Silence of the Lambs, I don't recommend if it's a family movie, but where the evil psycho killer who's a genius is talking to the FBI serial killer expert, and he says, "Oh, I see you, Clarice. I see your cheekbones. I see your bones. I see you. You know, what'd you come from? Sharecroppers? Is this your background?" And she starts crying because he knows who she is by looking at her body. And see, that's the elite just kind of throwing in your face how they operate, what they do, as they ride by on big war horses, and everybody's like starving to death, burying their kid. And if they caught you taking one rabbit in ancient England, you know, your family starved to death in the winter, one rabbit. You're kept on this tiny tract of land, and you're in there freezing all winter, and you get a rabbit to feed your children, and the lords bust in. The sheriff busts in and pulls out a sword and goes, "Get him outside. Walk him outside and run him through. You don't take our property." I mean, that's how every society has operated. And that's the feudal system that we're now going under in this country. That's what's happening to our society. And what the elites have done to the human race, all the strong, smart people they've killed out of domination. The truth is eugenics is not trying to build up society. It's trying to wreck all that's good in us so these parasites can dominate us. I'm going to go to your phone calls. But it just makes my head spin, all the things that are happening. Oh, look, Magic Johnson still beating HIV 20 years later. Oh, but the average person gets it and they put you on the drugs and you're dead in about 3 years. Because the drugs are what kill you. HIV is a bioweapon, a race-specific bioweapon, very hard to kill Caucasians with it. But see, he got behind the whole HIV money-raising movement, and he even slipped up an interview, remember, over a decade ago, and said, "Yeah, I've been given the cure." And boy, then they clamped down on him fast. "Yeah, I've been given the cure. I've been given the cure." And he sure was. But only because he kept his mouth shut. As for those hundreds of millions of Africans that have died from it or related to it, no, you're not going to get the cure. You're going to go in a hole in the ground. You got that? Death is what you get. Because it's trendy. Continuing here. Appeals court upholds Obama health care law. So unconstitutional, it'll make your head spin, but these courts are now bought and paid for. A conservative-leaning panel of federal appellate judges is upholding President Obama's health care law as constitutional, helping set up a Supreme Court fight. Oh, conservatives! Because it was written by the insurance companies. It's a robbery of the public, but we'll call it liberal and trendy. You know, it's fun. Can't let the left and right wake up to the fact that it's a scam. So just, oh. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia issued a split decision Tuesday upholding the law. The court agreed to dismiss a Christian Legal Group's lawsuit claiming the requirement that all Americans get health insurance is unconstitutional and violates religious freedom. What about having to finance abortion? Here in Travis County, only county in Texas, you got to pay for everybody's abortions. Here's one: new privacy fears as police could track your GPS without warrant. They're already doing it. Here it is, Supreme Court to hear GPS surveillance case. Our lower courts have ruled, yeah, there's no Fourth Amendment. Who needs that? We got banker occupation. We got cancer virus vaccines, fluoride water. We don't need freedom and everything it built. Get rid of that birthright and bring in some slavery. That's what we want. That's fun. And globalism's really done good for the country. Well, get ready for a lot more. This is just the beginning. It's kind of like falling off the edge of a cliff. You kind of bounce down. You know, it's kind of a jagged, you know, not straight down. You kind of bounce and then roll, and then kind of at the bottom there's a bigger drop. You drop, you go, oop, and you feel your leg break, and you're like, wow, that was really horrible. So you realize you're actually rolling down towards a bigger cliff. And you're like, oh, that looks like about 500 feet. Well, I guess I'm about to die. We've just kind of been bouncing down the side here. And it's like, oh, look, there's a 500-foot drop. Boy, as bad as it is, blood coming out our faces and broken legs societally, we're about to fall off the big cliff. And the media's like, yay, yay. Ventura's bad because he doesn't like people grabbing his genitals. He's a weirdo. Ah, yay, yay. People like, grope our children. Yes. Steal everything. We love paramilitary police at checkpoints. It's freedom. It makes us feel safe. Borders wide open. Here's another DHS official. You would never know if the streetlights were spying on you. Homeland Security FBI invokes Orwell's 1984. They actually said that. And see, now they're quoting it at you. That's right. We're doing it. We're breaking your will. Details surrounding the federally funded streetlights and doubled as omnipresent surveillance devices aren't getting any less creepy. A deputy Homeland Security director told Fox Charlotte, you will never know if Big Sis is watching. A quote that wouldn't look out of place in George Orwell's 1984. They actually say, you'll never know if Big Sis is watching. We're creepy. We're creepy. Take your shots. Eat your GMO. Brush with your fluoride, kiddies. Why is everybody getting cancer? Never mind that. Don't read all our official Homeland Security documents. Don't read the Rockefeller Foundation about it. Just do what we say. We're here to help you. Yes. Yes, we're shipping the drugs in. Be sure and use them. Then we'll put you in prison. And we're not just saying that for dramatic effect. The idea, you can never be certain whether or not Big Brother was watching and feeling of constantly under supervision is a dominant theme in the 1949 dystopian novel that depicted a totalitarian state under which the population is kept under constant surveillance. But see, I'm getting to realize here, we were mentally ill. I was bad. You were bad. 1984 is a book of freedom. It is good. The Declaration of Independence is bad. Remember articles a few weeks ago in the news? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And the articles were like, yeah, it's bad. But see, 1984, it's good. Actually, we were all wrong. It's not bad. It's good. You see, now you're starting to really understand the freedom. Now you're starting to realize the government cares about you. They care so much about you. They put al-Qaeda in control of Libya because they're fighting al-Qaeda. Now you're beginning to understand double think, double speak, double plus good. And now they have Homeland Security people on the news saying, you never know if Big Sis is watching and listening and giggling. Just like, yeah, slaves, you think it's bad now. Ooh, we're getting ready. We got the camps ready. We got the rape rooms ready, just like at Abu Ghraib, and we're ready. Oh, we're ready. We're going to tell you to line up and turn your guns in, and you're going to do it. Just as long as they have some good old boy up on the news going, we're doing this because al-Qaeda hit us. Nobody likes it, but it's what we got to do. Anybody that doesn't turn them in, with al-Qaeda. Good old boys will be like, I guess I'm turning them in. No way the government went bad on me. Anyone not turning in their firearms is a terrorist sympathizer. Oh, by the way, I'm hearing emergency alert system taking over every hour or so. I heard it last night and this morning taking over. Oh, they're really getting ready for the freedom. Jerry in Texas, then Dean, Hector, Barbara, Danny, and others. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air.
I want to poke at, but first I just want to say I really respect what you're doing. I don't think people realize the amount of hostility and indifference you're met with when you try and spread the truth. It just goes to show, you know, how brainwashed the general populace is right now. But I wanted to ask, I'm not real sure how much you know about this, but these smart meters for those people in Texas trying to continue to grow the cure, you know, how much will this affect on a, you know, your small scale, you know, indoor farmers?
Oh, you're talking about, well, no, sure. They admit that the smart meters can detect the wattage usage with an algorithm precisely if you've got a marijuana grow light. And they also do SWAT team people when they're using too much power. They use that as the evidence. It can even tell what you're watching on television off of the system. I mean, that was mainstream news 2 days ago. Because it can tell, because a TV uses power depending on the spectrum of the beam it's firing, so they can even decode that and tell what you're watching. And they admit smart meters access your house 10,000 times a day, tracking everything you're doing. All the new appliances are having tracker chips built into them with data over power lines, so even if you don't have it, the power lines come in and the fluorescent lights are now flicker rate code key accessors to take control of your computers, and all the new computers are coming out with the systems to pick up the now by law light bulbs that actually remote control and control your home. That's Associated Press, by the way.
All right. And
I mean, you realize the magnitude of this, Jerry, the pure total evil plan. I mean, these people know what they're doing.
Absolutely. I called the electric company just yesterday. I had my meter changed about a month ago. The only new meter on the apartment complex is a smart meter. It's exactly like on the internet, the same hertz, watts, you know, everything. I called them twice, and both times they tell me that it is a digital analog when it doesn't look at all like a digital.
Well, you're
analog.
An enemy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Listen, I'm ranting here desperately because I can't even describe to you how serious it is. Thank God for people like George Norrie last night. I was on for 3 hours, reaching 16 million people at least, covering all these issues. thank God that the internet, the most dominant media now out there, is alternative news. Thank God for the Drudge Report and other outlets that at least allow some of this information to get out. But it is dire. And again, most of the people that work for government are compartmentalized. And they've been hired because they are short-sighted. They don't understand what they're part of. But anybody who studied history knows how much trouble we're in. We're going to go back to Jerry and then Dean and others here in just a moment. I wanted to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America. They have a whole new line of jeans in all styles for men and women. Go to gussetclothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. And they just last a lot longer than even Levi's. Find out why they're special. And take a look at the great American-made product. From the field to the factory, all Diamond Gusset jeans are made right here in America, whether you're looking for boot cut, slim fit, or Kevlar reinforced, like their Defender jeans for motorcycles that are awesome. You can find something for every member of your family. Check them out today, gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. And also, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a whole line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system will filter radioactive isotopes. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water future today. And it is the sponsors and your support and the folks at the Money Bomb and people that buy the books and the videos and get the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that make all of this possible. By the way, at the end of the month, we're going to end the 15-day free trial. So if you want to do that at PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time. All right, I'm going to stop trying to rant here. Jerry, finish up your point. So they lied to you about the smart meters. And there's the headline, smart meters send almost 10,000 signals a day. Go ahead.
He went ahead and told me that even if it was a smart meter, I would not have the choice to change it out, and that it didn't matter because by the time 2013 came around, they would be mandatory in every household anyway.
Oh, yeah, and remember, in California, they said, we're not listening, we can't track you, we won't control your temperature, and now they go, yeah, we're going to control your temperature and charge you more when you use more energy, and we're going to track. Listen, it's a box that tracks everything in your house, data over power. Every plug in your wall is now a surveillance system when it's hooked into a high-tech light bulb or when it's hooked into a refrigerator or anything. They're putting these in all the new appliances to track. It's got a tracker chip to where the electricity can now read things in your house. This is all admitted. In fact, I just showed that article. Type in. Smart meters can tell what you're watching on television. I know Wired Magazine and others have covered it. I mean, you cannot make this up, folks. You cannot make up the crooked wickedness of these criminal bankers. And look at how they're masters of making you pay for it when you buy an iPhone or a washing machine or a computer or in your power bill. They make you pay in your bill for all this surveillance crap. I'm sorry. It's making me want to throw up. They're building Trojan horses into everything, including the stinking streetlights, and bragging. Saying, Big Sis is listening, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, oh, boy. I'm sorry, final comment.
The next thing I want to get into real quick is if we can't educate people that hemp cures cancer and all mutating cell diseases before TSA sets up these statewide roadblocks and the smart meters go into effect, the general populace will never even have a chance to understand that they could be completely free from the large pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I know that cannabis has a lot of great attributes and now, there's a headline, smart meters reveal TV viewing habits. What publication is that out of? I know I saw it, and that's out of the H Security. You see it everywhere. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls and Jesse Ventura with breaking news. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.